Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome on to the show for the first time. Our new weekly Tuesday guest at 5 p.m. every week is going to be Bill Jacory Krosky Merritt is with us right now on Grant and Danny. The masses are going crazy. The people are fired up.
They love it.
Jacory, thank you, man. Welcome to the show. How are you?
What's going on? I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing great, buddy. We're excited to have you on the program. This is going to be awesome. Unfortunately, Austin did this with us last year and was going to do it this year. When he suffered the injury and decided it's rehab time and he's got to do other things, you were the first guy we thought of, and we're fired up that you're going to be part of the program all year long, man. It's going to be fun.
No, I definitely appreciate that.
Have you felt the embrace of the fans to this point? Like, you know, Jaden Daniels, obviously, rocket ship superstar, everybody knows, the most popular dude in town. You were fifth after four Jaden Daniels jerseys in terms of local jerseys sold. Have you felt that kind of love affair with the fans already?
I definitely have. Yeah, like, I appreciate them so much. Like, the fan base is crazy. It's great. I love them. And it just made me want to just make them happy. Just make them excited when they're out there just watching this play. So I definitely appreciate them.
When was the first time you realized, like, for a seventh-round running back, that they loved you more than is generally the case? There was a lot of reasons maybe for it. Obviously, you know, you had a really strong final game in college. There was kind of a quirky story where you weren't eligible, not your own fault. And so people liked you from that and were pulling for you. But also, there's been a long time since we had explosiveness at running back, so everyone kind of got behind you right away at training camp. But when did you start to notice, like, wow, these people really, really like me?
I would say I felt a lot of love draft day and like just going and after training camp. That's when I say I felt it. But it's been never a good vibe so far. And I think it's more so of my story. All the things, all the adversity, and I think that's what helped it out a lot too.
So I do think that there are plenty of our listeners who are familiar with your background, but we haven't heard it from your mouth, and a lot of people probably don't know it at all. So would you mind giving people a little background on how it was that a guy with your skill set falls into the seventh round and it ends up that you only got to play that one game at Arizona?
Yeah, so basically I missed my whole senior year while I was at Arizona. I was able to play one game, but after playing one game, you know, I still just stuck around. Did a scout team, you know, help our guys get better and, of course, work on myself. And it was, I fell to the seventh round, but I feel like that was definitely a blessing for me. I don't look at it as a bad thing because I'm a commander and, like, I totally take pride in that. And I don't think I could have went to a better team.
So go back through the nonsense. I mean, the NCAA and eligibility stuff, it's you know, you weren't the first person to get screwed over, and I'm sure won't be the last. How hard was it? How far away did some of this feel when, you know, you're kind of going through what you went through? And how hard was it to kind of maintain that confidence that, no, I can do this. I am an NFL football player. How kind of go through the hard times there?
It was definitely stressful. I mean, it's my senior year. Yeah. Like, I'm coming off a great year in New Mexico. And, like, it just come out of nowhere. And, like, that kind of, like, it kind of broke me. But I knew, like, it wasn't the end of everything. Like, I had a mindset, like, I just got to keep moving forward, like, at things that's thrown at me in life. And it was definitely hard, but I always just kept faith, just stayed close to God. And it just, like, ended up working perfect for me.
Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt on Grant and Danny. Been with us at 5 o'clock every Tuesday here on G&D. You mentioned his year at New Mexico, 12 games and almost 1,200 yards and 17 touchdowns. And then transfers to Arizona to get some looks in the Big 12, and that's where he only got to play the one game, the 13 attempts, 8 yards per carry, which is where he was after a week in the NFL as well, ripping off the big 40-plus yarder, which would have been the third longest run last season by any player for Washington. So before we move on then, the way I understand it was you basically got eligible at the end of the year and you got one game. Was that how it happened? Like that they were like, whoops, our bad? Or like how did that play out?
Nah, I was ruling eligible after the first game.
I got
and,
you.
Like,
so you
I
played
never,
the first game, and then I they played, said, never
I played
mind.
I played the first game, and, like, whatever happened in that small space between the first game and Thursday, something happened.
Wow.
And I was out for the rest of the year.
What a bummer. But the thing the Commanders have talked about, you alluded to, like, you could have rolled out, I guess, at that point, right? Like, you could have just gone and started training at home, and you stayed with your teammates and basically became an extra coach.
Yeah, it definitely was people telling me, man, you should go train. You need to train to run a 40. But I was like it's a process to everything. Like, if I go train now, you don't want to peak too early to, you know, you get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, you just want to follow the process. Like, it's an 8-week training process. Like, it wouldn't make sense if you go train 4 months before you got to perform at a pro day. But, I mean, I definitely didn't have no intentions of going home. But, you know, it was people telling me I should. But I just wanted just to be out there and just play football.
What's been the biggest difference, biggest adjustment so far playing in the NFL from your college experience?
I would say definitely the speed, the size, and just everybody being smart, like everybody being pros at their job, like just taking it like 110%. So I'll say that's been the biggest adjustment. Like, everybody's out there for a reason.
Ja'Cory, I'm not just telling you this because you're on the air and you're now our weekly guest, all right? I'm not trying to pump your tires. But after the game, when I go back and watch, like, it is a blast to watch you run. It seems like there's never a run where you just kind of run into the guy who's right in front of you and you go down and it's over. I mean, it's jump cuts. It's making people miss. It's, like, the 6-yarders could have been -2, and it's really 8. There was a – I want to go back through this game where that 9-yard run that you had, one of your early runs in the game, Max Crosby's in the backfield. You kind of make him miss. So then you jump cut to the right, and you basically get upfield, and then you carry the pile for 5 yards. Like, it just feels like your demeanor is every blade of grass – is what you're going to fight for. Give us an idea of your mentality as a running back.
My mentality is, like, first, I'm happy AP and DQ took a chance on me, and, like, I wear that hard because it wasn't many teams that I was willing to, but those guys did, and, like, I like being different with the football. I think that's where that stuff come from. I like to, like, just show that I belong, and I think that's where, like, some of those things come from. Just being an underdog my whole life, you know. I was a 0-star recruit, and, like, was, like, being looked over or whatnot. And I was like, when I get my opportunity, like, I'm just gonna make the best of it. So, I mean, I just like to put something good out every time I get a chance to.
Well, you've definitely done that, yeah. And you're earning more playing time and more carries, it would appear. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt on Grant and Danny. There was a 6-yard run, again, met in the backfield, like 2 yards deep. You jump cut right, then you bounce back left into a lane, and you get like 5 or 6 yards falling forward. the vision. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from? Like, I don't know how you saw that lane. What would you? How is that learned? Or is there like a Jaden Daniels goggles you can wear to practice the vision? Like, how does this work?
I honestly don't know. It's like it's a God-given ability. I watch a lot of running backs, and I just try to study those guys to just see how they move, how they see things, and like I think it's just like just having a feel for it, and just being a like going 100% at practice. I think that just made things easier too.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Who are some of those guys that you've studied that you watch and emulate?
Like before I go to sleep, I like turn on Barry Sanders, whether it's for 10 minutes and like just fall asleep watching it. So I definitely like his film. I like Gibbs, who's at Detroit. I watch him a lot. So those are really like my main two bats I watch. And like I just like to get my eyes on great running backs and see how they go about things.
But only Lions running
backs. Yeah, it looks like only Lions running backs.
David Montgomery, do you fall asleep to David Montgomery as well?
Oh, definitely. I like his game too. He had like 12 carries, 150 yards last night. Definitely like his game.
But that's funny to me, though. I want to go back to that. Do you actually fall asleep watching Barry Sanders highlights every night? Like, I put on The Office or something, and I'll just, like, start nodding off. For you, like, every night...
I wouldn't just psych myself out and say it's every night, but I'll give it, like, 4 out of 3 days out of the week. Like, some days I may just fall asleep just watching something funny just to enjoy myself and... Just enjoy other things, but yeah, I definitely fall asleep watching like his documentary and how he go about things, and just try to learn much as I can in this time.
So let's build the perfect running back really quickly. So I'm gonna have like 3 or 4 categories, but you can't use the same guy twice among NFL running backs right now. All right, you can't use the same guy.
Come on.
All right, so let's go speed.
Speed. Ashton
Jeanty.
No, Johnson. A.K. Johnson.
Okay. You're going all time? Did you say Chris Johnson? Who did you say?
Chris Johnson. Oh, that's on me.
CJ2K.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
A dude ran a 4.2 and change. That's pretty good.
That's on me. That's definitely on me. Okay. I definitely go Chris Johnson.
Okay, power.
Power. Can they be current players?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Absolutely.
I'll say Derrick Henry.
Can't go
That's
wrong
pretty
there.
Pretty powerful guy.
Right, balance.
Balance. I'll say Alvin Kamara. Got crazy balance.
Ooh, I like that. One. And then vision. Mm-hmm.
Vision. Oh. Hello. Can I be visor?
Yeah.
I'll say myself.
Yeah, I was going to say Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt.
Let's go.
Love it.
Bill makes his perfect running back. I like it.
Yeah, I like that guy. That guy would be pretty good, by the way. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt with us here on Grant and Danny Weekly Spot, 5 o'clock every Tuesday. So the running back room right now, McNichols and you and Chris Rodriguez, before Austin Ekeler, of course, he got bumped. Do they let you guys know during the week or before the game or something how it's going to go? Because it's like it's hard for us to predict and figure out who's going to get touches, who's going to be what package formation, et cetera. How much do you guys know going into a game?
No, we just know we just got to go out there and do our job whenever our number is called. So we honestly don't know, and we just got to just all prepare the same. So, I mean, all great running backs, so we can be caught up at any time.
So I know this is not the week to complain about this because you guys ran for 200 yards and everyone was great. McNichols, 60-yard home run. Rodriguez was great early on that opening drive. But it is weird to me. Like, you had the great preseason. Everyone's like, all right, it's Ja'Cory time. And then it's a lot of Ekeler in the first couple weeks. He had, like, 4 carries against Green Bay. And then we're like, all right, well, Austin got hurt, unfortunately. But now it's Ja'Cory time. And then Rodriguez goes from not activated to, like, the bell cow for a couple drives. I feel like this week I'm going to turn on the game in Atlanta and Chase Edmonds is going to get the first 3 drives. And I'm just like, where the hell is Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt? So are you at a point now where you're like, hey, I'm ready, coach. I can pass pro. I can catch. I can do all the things you need me to do without the ball. Give me the football. Or, like, how do you get to a point where they trust you enough that you just become the guy?
I mean, my honest answer is I'm just taking it day by day and just doing whatever they have to do for me. I mean, they have a plan for me. Like, I truly believe in it. And, like, I just got to embrace my role right now. And I'm just – We're in it. We all in this together. Like, they see the bigger vision. It's a long season, and like, whatever they got for me, whatever my role is, I'm a do it with no complaining. And yeah, that's it.
That's a better answer from Bill.
That's a good answer. Better
Bill,
answer.
Good answer.
Yeah,
good
whatever
answer.
They have me. Yeah, whatever they have me doing. I mean, I'm a embrace it. I'm a just go out there and try to execute at a high level.
What do you feel like as you're getting your feet wet in the NFL? Because with the ball in your hands, granted, I talked about it, you're electric, right? I mean, it's obvious. Turning -2 into +5, et cetera. Right now, this minute, what do you feel like? You know what? I need to get better here. Give me something that you're trying to improve upon.
Just I can improve in just like the small things. I feel like I want to – I don't know. It's kind of hard. That's kind of a hard question. I don't really want to, you know, say too much. But I can improve in a lot of small things. That's it. We can leave it at that.
I like that. Let's not worry about
I definitely have things that I know I want to improve in. And, like, I think it'll get better as the season goes on.
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt on Grant and Danny. All right, one thing that you and I was kind of messing with you about like a month ago during training camp was you have the most random dog breed ever.
I got a Schnauzer. He's actually here right now. He sleep like he been working all day.
He's out cold. So what kind of dog do you have?
I have a miniature Schnauzer.
Isn't that? I just think that's hilarious.
Which ones are those?
A miniature Schnauzer?
It's a small little fluffy dog.
Yeah, let me show you right here.
It's Schnauzer.
This little guy.
Oh, he's a little puffy guy.
I just don't think NFL player miniature Schnauzer. What's the backstory on my guy here?
Okay, look, I used to have a pit bull. Like, I'm a pit bull type of guy, you know, like a little rough dog. But this is actually my first time having a miniature Schnauzer, and he's actually cool. Like, he don't do too much. He's very chill. And like my mom, it started with her. She had a miniature one at first, and her dog ended up having babies, and I just ended up getting one. I was like, I ended up just taking him.
So do you have a voice for the dog, like a high pitched voice you do only for the dog at like when you guys are hanging out?
I have to be a little soft with them because you know,
right.
They kind of, you know, they not pit bulls. I have to realize that, too, because, like, I'm just used to having a pit bull, but I have to, like, just be a little bit more softer with him.
How much does he weigh?
He's about, well, like, 5-10 pounds.
Oh, he's tiny.
He's like 10 pounds.
That's just like toting the football around.
Yeah,
he's like 10 pounds.
What's his name? Is it a running back?
Nah. His name is actually crazy. It's like cousin. I think it's funny.
His name is cousin?
I call him cousin. You never heard of a dog named cousin?
Never once.
Nah, this is the first.
Never once. That's it.
For sure.
That's why I like. I want to be different, but I named him cousin. Yeah, I think he like it.
He seems, I mean, so far he's being good in the interview. He hasn't barked or anything like that. Cousin. That's like on his birth certificate. Like you take him to the vet, they're like, cousin, are you ready? Cousin Krosky Merritt. I like it.
Yeah.
That's not
CCM.
Bad. So my thing is, the Bill thing, I love that your name is Bill. Everyone seems to go crazy for it. I'm going with JCM for right now. Are you okay with JCM?
Okay. I'm definitely okay with it.
And we could do Bill if you need me to, but I just think JCM, you like to be different? You know, I kind of want to zig when everyone's zagging a little bit here.
No, you can. I like both names, so you can't really go wrong with either or.
That'll work for sure. You score a bunch of touchdowns, and you tell us what to call you. Here's my question.
No, I got you.
This is an important one here. When you're coming on every week, we're excited about it, right? We're pumped. You don't have to pick right this second, but it'd be nice if you did. You need a walk-up song. Like, you ever go to a Major League Baseball game or whatever, it's like, now batting, Jacory, Krosky Merritt, and then a song plays. When we bring you there's a song, you get to pick it. As long as there's no potty mouth or whatever, we have to, like, edit out the words, whatever.
We can play the clean version.
We can play the clean version if that is. Do you have an artist or a song that you like?
I like G Herbo, and his song, it's called Went Legit.
I've never heard of this. Say it again.
Went Legit.
Okay.
Went legit.
And this is Herbal Tea. What was his name?
Herbal Tea?
Nah, G Herbo.
G Herbo.
G Herbo. G Herbo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Justin Herbert. Okay. Justin Herbert.
Turbo Herbert.
Has a song named Went Legit. All right. So, Darius,
Orange
you're going to get
Sherbert
on that.
Orange Sherbert Went Legit.
So, that'll be your walk-up song in the future. All right. So, before we let you go then, a little get-to-know-you questions here. We got to pop a few questions for you just to get to know our guy, Jacory Krosky Merritt, who's going to be on the show for the remainder of the season. So we'll go rapid fire. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Great answer.
Great answer. Excellent answer.
I am Team Batman through and through.
Favorite barbecue dish?
Barbecue dish, baked beans.
Baked beans.
You lose me there, but
we're on the same team. Good.
All right. Cheat meal. Any food. You're going to be as fat as you want to. You don't need to be in playing shape. What is your go-to cheat meal?
Taco salad, 100%.
Does that have the crunchy shells, like, crunched up in it as a topping?
I have, like, Dorito chips.
Yeah, there you go. Your crunch has to be in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you crunch your own Doritos chip and drop them in there?
No, I just keep them as the whole chip and just eat it like that.
Smart. Yeah. Last show you've binged on Netflix or something?
Last show?
Yeah, or like the show you really watched, you enjoyed watching that you binged.
I'm definitely not a show type of guy, but I would say I like shows.
Are you a movie guy?
I'm definitely a movie guy. I mean, I like Martin. I mean, but it's like, it always replays, so I'll say Martin.
It's always on. By the way, that's from my childhood. I can't believe that you're aware. Barry Sanders highlights and watching Martin with Shanae and Gina
it's
from
like
next
22
door.
22 going on 42.
Crazy.
Dude, you sleep on Brother Man coming into the apartment and causing problems. What is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent? I can sing a little.
Ooh, very good. All right, last one for me. If you were going to have a teammate do like a 20-minute stand-up set as a comedian and everyone would have to go watch them at the DC Improv, who would you nominate?
Who would I nominate? I'll probably go Devo Samuel.
Okay.
Buy that one. Yeah. Dude, this is so cool. I can't wait to do this again next week, man. You're a blast to talk to. Congrats on all your success so far. This is going to be really awesome this year, man. Excited.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. There's
Jacory
Krosky Merritt. He'll be with us on Grant and Danny all football season, 5 o'clock every single Tuesday right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.